Sunday slave away, while we devoting full time to floating under the sea. Down on the fish is happy as off through the waves they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy, it's hot 'cause they in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky, they in for a worse of fate.
Okay, if you listen to the lyrics now. this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I couldn't be more excited to have Kathy Holsworth here as we get the music from Little Mermaid Under the Sea. What in the world does that have to do with Pensacola Little Theater? Well,
I'm dancing in my chair over here because we are going under the sea this summer with Disney's Little Mermaid. Not doing the kid version. There are kids in the show, but all of our mermaids are grown-ups of marriageable age, let us say.
Oh.
And you just heard Sebastian the Crab singing Under the Sea, and we are super excited to have Dustin Lewis as our Sebastian this summer.
Oh, no kidding.
And he is just a giant on stage and off. Fantastic. He was in my production of Rent a couple of years ago. And
very good production,
by the way.
He
is a favorite local KJ, performs at Dorothy's, mm-hmm. and has his own social stream. So excited to get Dustin on the stage. So that's Little Mermaid, and it's actually our season opener, Meg, for our 26-27 season, which, get ready for this.
I love this.
PLT's 90th season.
Wow.
We have been entertaining Pensacola for 90 years.
That's incredible.
And
really?
It is.
You're
it
a nonprofit. it's all volunteers.
It's true. Yeah, we've got a small staff that runs the organization, but facilitating space and budgets and expenditures and equipment for the volunteers who put on the theater. So we have super high quality shows at PLT, and people are always surprised that it's all volunteers, but all of the actors, designers, directors, techies, the backstager,
lights,
costumers, mm-hmm. All of those people are unpaid. They do it as a hobby. It is our gift. It is the way we practice our craft, regardless of how we buy our groceries.
And I'll tell you what, they're some of the finest people you'll ever know. Everybody chips in to help. I mean, and the hours are long. It's usually after work, on the weekends, doing the shows. Mm-hmm. But talk a bit, too, about your career, Kathy. Kathy Holsworth, I joked with her when she walked in. I said, the directors are here. Because she has been with PLT probably longer than most of the volunteers I have met over the years. And your role now is the artistic director, mm-hmm. which you've been doing how many years now? Eight?
I've been artistic director since 2015.
Okay,
so I'm going into year 12.
Wow. Okay, and now?
And I have been interim executive director for the past year.
Yes.
We are currently in interviews for mm-hmm. new executive director. We're hoping that that will happen in the next couple of months. And that leadership will take us into the next new energy of what we're doing. It's been very exciting.
You just announced the new season.
We did.
Can you give us a little recap on what that's going to be?
Fantastic.
Get ready, y'all. You may not be able to take notes, but you can re-listen to this podcast on our website at newsradio923.com. Click on Little Theater, and you'll have all the info, and you can go to their website.
Right. You go to our website, PensacolaLittleTheater.com. We are a nonprofit, but somebody bought the .org domain before we did. So it is Pensacola Little Theater, and spell theater with an R-E on the end, .com. And you can click on season subscriptions, and you can see all the shows we're going to do. We are in subscription season right now. And so that's what we're doing, is getting people to sign up for the whole season. All tickets will go on sale July the 1st for all the shows that I'm going to talk about today.
Okay.
Little Mermaid is on sale right now because that show is going to open July the 24th. It runs for 3 weekends.
Oh, fun.
It is both a main stage and a treehouse show for us. And what does that mean?
What does that mean, Kathy?
So we have three umbrellas of theater that we do. Main stage is the traditional mix of musicals, comedies, and dramas that is on literally our main stage with a little M, and we just call it a main stage with a big M.
Mm-hmm.
And then Treehouse is our family theater. And this is a show that is for young audiences. It always has young actors in it. And the prices, we want families to come and see live theater. So 16 and under have a half price ticket. And for Little Mermaid, we're also doing earlier nighttime shows. They start at 7 o'clock.
Oh, great.
And then we have extra matinees. So second and third weekend of the show, the Saturday shows are at 2:30, not 7 o'clock.
Fantastic.
So Friday, Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 2:30. Second weekend is Thursday, Friday at 7, Saturday and Sunday at 2:30. And same thing, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And if you need a discounted ticket on Thursdays, we call those Theater Thursdays, and all adults get in for the same price as the 16 and under kids.
Well, I go a lot on Thursdays. But it's, I mean, all the shows, that, and she's not kidding when we talk about the professional quality there. The people that work there and volunteer there are very, very dedicated to the craft of the theater, and it's something I think we all feel very passionate about keeping that alive with AI and everything else that's coming into it. This isn't AI. This is real people getting in touch with the human emotions going on stage and about relationships. And I have never walked away from a live theater show and not been touched in some way.
Well, you know, Meg, one of the things that's interesting about watching this next generation absorb theater is we often have parents who are like, well, my kid will never sit through a 2-hour show. I'm like, your kid can't sit through a 2-hour screen. But once they're in the room and you feel the energy and you're part of that live experience, it changes who they are. We had 4-year-olds sitting with their mouths wide open when we did a 2.5-hour version of Cinderella, because there is a magic in that. We put on the show, you're sharing a human experience, you share breath, you can feel the music pounding in your heart, you get the energy and the pheromones of the people around you,
it's
you
immersive.
Laugh with people, you cry with people, you get angry with people, and it is part of that experience. People are like, I had no idea theater was like this. And that's why we have an active theater program. We're so excited to get kids off their screens and get them into the classroom, and they play games and they learn little shows. Our summer camps are full this summer.
I had Topher on the show a little while ago and said they were full. So
that's right. That's right.
Exciting.
We have our first summer camp, a version of Shrek Kids, this Saturday at noon. It is free, and it's the summer camp kids, and it's a 30-minute version of Shrek. So if you've got a little and you want to introduce them to theater, come on down and walk on in.
What time is the show?
Noon on Saturday.
Excellent.
And that is Shrek Kids, and it'll be our summer camp kids, you know, in their fun little makeup costumes and singing the favorite songs. And it's
future
kids,
stars.
Right? Kids as young as 6 and as old as 16 in the production. So a lot of fun for them.
And also,
so
this weekend, The Cottage. The Studio 400 production.
No, it's not Studio.
Oh,
it's main stage.
Oh, it is main stage.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
So
this
is the final weekend of our 25-26 season. We are closing with a hilarious comedy called The Cottage, written by Sandy Ruskin and directed by a longtime PLT director, Barbara Jacobs.
It is the best.
A funny little British farce. Six people who, as it turns out, they've all slept with each other one way or the other.
No.
But they all end up at the cottage at the wrong time. And so there's a lot of hijinks. There's a lot of physical comedy, a lot of wordplay as they all realize who's been faithful to who. It is beautiful to look at. Set design by Holly Taylor. Costume design by Gavin Parmley. Set in the 20s and just tasty, tasty. So audiences are laughing their butts off. And some people from last weekend are coming in this weekend. I know it's going to be a rainy weekend, but bring your umbrella and come in and sit for 2 hours and laugh out loud at PLT. So shows for The Cottage are Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2:30. Tickets are available online. And for this weekend's shows, we've got a special. You buy a ticket, you get your second ticket free.
Wow.
Right? So,
okay.
That will automatically kick in online, or you can call Sunny in the box office, and they can help you get your tickets as well. But we want to see you. We actually have, today is Thursday, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we have a show tonight.
I know, I was going to say.
Right, we have a show tonight at 7:30.
What time does the box office, in case someone's in the neighborhood or where they wanted to get
the ticket
there?
Yeah, box office is open from 12 to 5 during the day, and you can buy tickets 24 hours a day online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. Click on shows and events.
Okay, when we come get back, we're talking with Kathy Holsworth. She is truly the expert of Pensacola Little Theater on the expert panel. We'll talk a little bit more about the shows and the upcoming season. We didn't quite get through all the different shows for 26-27. We'll be back with Pep Talk. And of course, if you have a comment or a question, you can always text that in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Kathy Holsworth is here. She is the /directors of the Pensacola Little Theater right now, executive and artistic director, wearing lots of hats. And that's how it is with a nonprofit. They need lots of volunteers and help. So if you want to get involved, go to their website, PensacolaLittleTheater.com. Sign up. You could even just volunteer. I do it, too. It's just helping people find their seats during a show.
That's right.
Be an usher.
It's right. So we are a volunteer organization. And when you go to our website, there's a button that is literally says get involved. And you can sign up to usher. You can when you fill out the volunteer form, you check the little buttons that say you like to build things or you want to be a stitcher or you want to know about auditions. You want to act. You want to help out with education, marketing. We got people who help us with our parties or help distribute posters. So there's lots of ways you can volunteer. You don't have to be a performer to be a part.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of performances, you have a whole new season coming up, and I teased that you were going to tell us what's ahead of us.
Great. So Little Mermaid, we talked about. That one's on sale. That's our season opener for both Treehouse and Main Stage. In August, we open our Studio 400 series. Studio 400 is our grown-up theater. Mm-hmm. It's done in our black box, usually challenging shows, sometimes a little bit dirty.
Oftentimes original.
Yes, and often unpublished works, mm-hmm. which is why it's also and in there as well.
I would say kind of mm-hmm. avant-garde at times. Yeah. Challenging for the actors because they typically go with much deeper emotions, relationships. What's one of my favorites. I love going to see the studio. And it's intimate. It's a smaller space.
Right. And the quality is still there. We have expanded the season from 6 to 7 shows, regularly selling out all of the titles during the year. So we're excited about that. It's general admission. It's just $25 a seat, but mm-hmm. there's only 100 seats.
Gotcha.
So you want to get in there and get your seat for these shows. In August, we are presenting Dracula, a comedy of terrors.
Comedy?
And it will be directed by Denley Messerly, and it is one of those silly sort of twisted fairy tales where you know the characters, but the few actors play, you know, 10 or 12 people a piece, and so there's a lot of costume changes and running back and forth and misidentities, and Dracula's in the wrong place. He's in England instead of Transylvania and all that stuff.
Oh, my God, that sounds like fun.
And then we switch moods. We go back to the main stage in September. Billy Buff will be directing The Girl on the Train, which is a dark mystery. You may have seen the movie. It is a woman who is just observing a couple, and she thinks she sees what she sees, and then someone gets killed, and everybody is a suspect. So The Girl on the Train is a great mystery, and everybody is excited about this announcement. October for Halloween weekend and the first weekend in November, we are right back to Richard O'Brien's The Rocky Horror Show.
I love this show.
And this is fun. Now, it's been 10 years since we did the production.
Yes.
This year it's going to be directed by Justin Gaylard with choreography and assistance by Michael Dennis, who was our traditional Frankenfurter all those years ago.
Fabulous.
He's done being that. with music direction by Joanna Hayes. So just a great team for that. And we just get 8 performances. We could not get 3 weekends of it. We got 8 performances, though. So Rocky Horror's The Rocky Horror Show. Now, it's not The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Different.
That's the movie. Mm-hmm. The Rocky Horror Show was the original play that was in the West End that became a crazy cult hit that then they made the movie from, right? So,
right.
But you get the same story. There's a lot of audience participation. Mm-hmm. We'll be coaching people. We will give the audience lots of instructions. You know, it's on Broadway right now, Meg.
I saw that.
And there is huge controversy about the way the audiences are reacting to the show. Because it's been around for 50 years now. The show is literally celebrating 50 years on stages. And so many people have their own version of what the callbacks are that it's a bit cacophony in there. So that we'll do maybe some tutorials or some coaching so that everybody that comes to the show has a great time. But if they're experiencing it for the first time, they're not completely lost about what the heck is going on around them.
It's a fun one.
It is a good one. So then our Christmas show this year is going to be in the studio. Mm. One of those unpublished works written by Joe Nearly. Ebenezer's Trailer Park Christmas Spectacular.
Oh, my goodness, Joe. I had the privilege of working with him in one of the shows that he wrote a couple of years ago. And I'm telling you what, if it's anything like what I was in, I, the way you said it tells me it is.
See? Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of good Southern humor, a lot of favorite Christmas songs, and lots of audience participation with that one,
too.
There's actually a karaoke contest within the show, the audience gets to play along. and so that will be, it's technically a musical, but it's just piano and a lot of good fun singing, and we're banging away at it.
Love it.
And then we get through the holidays. In January, we will be doing another Treehouse show, non-musical, The Outsiders. This is a play based on the classic book that we all read in the 60s in high school. And Topher Warren and Ben Haupt will be directing that. A real passion story for them about growing up and figuring out how to become a man and figuring out what family means, and just a tremendous story for everybody. Short Attention Span is back. We're doing that in February, and that is our night of one acts. We're going to do some favorites from our 24-hour theater series. And then there'll be a couple of plays from local playwrights like A.J. Johnson, K.G. Uslin. They're still determining which ones we're going to put on, but it'll be a night of one acts. Five or six plays in one night. That's why it's called Short Attention Span Theater. And then, let's see. Oh, in the spring, in March, we're doing another Treehouse musical. This is The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical. Ooh. A lot of kids are reading the books. There's movies out. There's a series on Disney. And this is going to be directed by our favorite magic maker, Stephen Lott, with music direction by Destiny Howard. So it is modern, but Percy Jackson, the story is based on Greek myth and stories like that. And then we go back into the studio for Marjorie Prime, directed by Maureen Neal. This is a great story about family and aging and memory. And then to close out our season finale of our 90th season, a great classic, Arsenic and Old Lace.
Oh, I love that show.
We're doing Arsenic and Old Lace. It'll be directed by Clayton Haybecker, who we see around town doing the murder mystery dinner theaters all the time. And he is a fantastic comic performer, and he's been begging to get to do this show. We thought it was a perfect finale to celebrate a milestone season. PLT did the show back in 1945 and in 1977 and then 2008. So it is a great show to revisit as a classic community theater comedy. Two old ladies treating their gentleman folks with tea and a little extra.
Such a cute show. Wow, what a fantastic season. I'm so excited for you, for everybody that's involved with Pensacola Little Theater, myself included, because I'm looking forward to being a part of it again this year. It's a great place. If you've never been, I want to encourage you to take the opportunity to experience live theater. And it's, you can get all the information. You can volunteer. There's education. There's classes for adults and kids. I mean, you have everything that you could possibly think of. Just go to their website. And where is that?
PensacolaLittleTheater.com, and that's theater spelled with an R-E on the end. Or you can call us at 850-432-2042. Let us sell you a ticket, answer your questions, and we look forward to hearing from you.
All right, we'll be right back after the break to talk a little bit about what's happening there this weekend. We'll be back with PLT and Pep Talk in just a minute. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm here with Kathy Holdsworth. She is the artistic director, executive director with Pensacola Little Theater. So happy to have you on the show this morning. So much going on. It's amazing.
You know, we stay a busy building. There's a reason why it's called the Clark Clammy Cultural Center. The ballet is busy on the third floor. They've got their summer camps. We are busy on floor one and two with our summer camps, and you can come and see Shrek Kids for free this weekend at noon. Bring your littles. It's a 30-minute version of the show. Super fun. At noon at PLT. Also this weekend for regular show times, tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at 7:30, and then Sunday at 2:30 is our season finale, The Cottage. And this weekend we're doing a BOGO, so you buy one ticket, get your second one free, and we want to get those audiences in there. Get out of the rain and come see the theater with us. And when you're in the building, don't forget, we've got our fantastic new rooftop bar. It's on the fourth story.
Yes, so much fun.
And, you know, the weather may keep you away, but watch for those open hours. It's open Wednesday through Sunday, and it is a fantastic view of Pensacola and downtown, and we've got fans and misters up there. You wear your sunglasses. Sunset's about 7:15 or something, and it's a beautiful view. Fantastic mixed drinks by the team, and Every portion of every drink trickles right back down to PLT and helps keep our shows on stage.
Thinking like I do. I love that. But they also have entertainment. I've had some great, we've had Jeff Glickman up there.
There's
a lot of different artists that come in and perform, which is great.
Right, yeah. Every Thursday from 6 to 8 is a live entertainment. And every weekend on PLT stages is live entertainment. We're a great way to get your culture in. We want you to come and visit, come and hang out. We got a beautiful leather couch in the lobby if you just need a place to cool off when you're downtown.
There you go.
And come and see us. You can check out our website, PensacolaLittleTheater.com. Like us on Facebook and Insta, and you can call me anytime at 432-2042. Happy to chat with you, talk about arts in the community, and tell you what's going on at PLT.
If you want to donate, you want to volunteer, you want to get tickets, that's the number to call. What's that number one more time?
850-432-2042. Come to PLT and the Clark Family Cultural Center.
Happy 90th. How about that?
Woohoo! Happy birthday, PLT.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Kathy, for all that you do. It's just amazing what you have done with your leadership. We have a great community little theater. Come out and take advantage of it, especially when it's raining. You're sunburned from the beach. Come on down. And where's it located?
We're at 400 South Jefferson Street. We take up the whole block, corner of Jefferson and Main.